You are listening to the Next Best Picture podcast, and this is our review of Another Round.
Men jeg har lyst til at starte aftenen med lidt champagne.
Det lyder dejligt.
Jeg er i bil. Jeg skal bare have en dansk vand uden citrus.
Uden citrus, ja tak.
Ja.
Kæft, det er godt det her.
Ja, det er sgu synd, du er så fornuftig.
Godt. Men spørgsmålet er, hvad der i virkeligheden er fornuftigt? Der findes en norsk filosof. Han mener, at mennesket er født med en halv promille for lidt.
Altså jeg må sige, jeg kunne da godt sådan bruge en halv promille sådan på daglig basis for at få lidt mere selvtillid.
Det har vi da alle sammen brug for. Det har du da også brug for.
Jeg synes, det er spændende.
Det gør jeg også.
Så det er det, vi gør.
Afhældning.
Daglig indtagelse af alkohol.
Ja.
Tilstræbt til konstant niveau på en halv promille.
Med henblik på indsamling af evidens,
ja,
psykologiske og psykoretoriske følgevirkninger samt undersøgelse af forøget social og faglig ydeevne.
Det er kun i arbejdstiden, vi drikker, ikke?
Men det er jo ligesom Hemingway. Vi drikker ikke efter 8 og ikke i weekend.
Er I klar? Ja!
Det er godt nok langt, siden jeg har haft det så godt, som jeg har det nu. Jeg tror bare, der er mere at hente der. Og måske endda lidt højere.
Så vi skifter gear.
Er I fulde? Nej, det er vi ikke.
Hvorfor klarer
du for
barnet, hvad
som
har hent? Jeg
blev
lidt fuld i
morgen. Jeg hele tiden synes, det var fint, at I eksperimenterede alt muligt. Men det her, det er ordentligt.
Jeg går ikke ud fra, at der er nogen her, der har et problem, jeg skal vide noget om.
Alright everybody, you were just listening to the trailer for Another Round, and the story is as follows. Four high school teachers consume alcohol on a daily basis to see how it affects their social and professional lives. The film is starring Mads Mikkelsen, Thomas Bo Larsen, Magnus Millang, and Lars Rompf. It is written and directed by Thomas Vinterberg, and it is co-written by Tobias Lindholm. Here to join me today for this podcast review, I have Dan Baer.
What a life!
What a life!
What a beautiful life.
Don't know where I'm in five, but I'm young and alive. Fuck what they are saying, what a life. Oh my God. Can we just get everybody like at the end to just like do it in unison? It would be so great. All right. Also joining me here today, I have Nicole Ackman.
What a start to a podcast.
Casey Lee Clark.
Hello.
And because this is a Patreon podcast review, we had some people volunteer to be on with us today. First up, we have Micah Simmons.
Hi, folks.
And also from the Patreon joining us today as a guest, we have Kevin Clawitter.
Hello.
All right, everyone. So we are talking about Another Round today, and everyone might be thinking, Matt, why are you talking about Another Round? Didn't that come out ages ago? And the answer is, well, yeah. But it was nominated for 2 Academy Awards, including Best Director, Best International Feature Film, and we never did a podcast review for Another Round, so I figured this is the month of the Oscars. We're going to say goodbye to 2020 once April is behind us. So I looked at all the films that were nominated in the above-the-line categories. For people that don't know, that is screenplay, acting, directing, and picture, and I said to myself, well, we should at least have podcast reviews for all of these movies, and we were only missing 2 films from that list, this being one of them. So here we are to talk about what is the Danish entry this year for Best International Feature Film. It is another collaboration between Mads Mikkelsen and Thomas Vinterberg. And it is, if I will be so bold to say myself, one of the best films of the year. So much so that I am enjoying a nice glass of, well, I'll leave it up to the imagination for you all to guess what it is that I'm sipping on right now while we do this review, because I figured, why not have the BAC at 0.05,
Matt,
for this podcast review?
As you should.
Matt, we don't need to guess.
No.
Exactly what it is.
Nope. You can make out the sound. It is glass and ice.
I hear like a real glass.
Yeah.
So he poured the White Claw into a glass.
Listen, just because Kevin Clawitter is here on the show does not mean that I'm drinking Kevin White Claws, okay?
I don't think I've seen you drink anything other than a claw in a long time.
No.
hey, quarantine is ending. I get my second shot on Sunday. It's a whole new world. It's a whole new me.
Oh, my God.
What a life.
What a life. What a life. What a beautiful, beautiful life. Oh, my God. Everybody just, like, shut off the podcast at this point. They're like, done. I'm not listening to anything more. All right. But this film here it's really had a remarkable run, I feel like, this season. There's some really interesting, there's an interesting story behind the making of the movie, as well as what the film is ultimately about. It is deceptive how simple this movie is, but at the same time, how complex it is beneath the surface. So I'm very, very excited to talk about it here today. Why don't we first start off with Casey Lee Clark? Casey, what did you think of Another Round?
Well, you already know I love this movie. I had it on my top 10. It's actually one of those where the more removed I am from it as time goes on, I like it even more, and I think I would have had it even higher on my top 10. It's definitely one of the films this award season that I'm the most passionate about, I would say. I just found it so funny, but also quite touching. I found myself so invested in these four guys. I think they're all incredible, in particular Mads Mikkelsen, of course. I think that while it might take some predictable turns, it also takes some unexpected ones, or might not go the way that maybe an American film would possibly take them. I think that it has a lot of interesting things to say about drinking culture, obviously, in Europe, but also I think just anybody can get from it. But yeah, it's one of my favorite films of the year, and I'm really happy that we get to talk about it.
Yeah, completely. Nicole, what about you?
So I was very excited to finally catch up with this movie because I actually watched Thomas Vinterberg's Far From the Madding Crowd for the first time earlier this year and obviously fell in love with it. So I was really excited to see this as well. And I've watched it twice and I watched it again earlier today. And like Casey said, I think it's a really interesting look at drinking and drinking culture. But I also really admire the fact that it's also a movie that's very centered around male friendship. And I think it has interesting things to say about teaching and friendship, as well as about drinking. And I just think that the performances are fantastic. It's so atmospheric. And it's definitely something that has like great rewatch factor, which is something that I always am looking for in a movie. So I do see this as one that's going to continue to grow on me over time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, I'm Christina Yerling-Biro, host of the podcast Pop Culture Confidential. Join me as I go way behind the scenes with some of the most influential people in entertainment and media. Hear actors such as Succession's Brian Cox talk about his favorite characters to play.
There always has to be a mystery. The audience have to be in a situation where they want to know what's going on.
Meet studio execs like Pixar chief Pete Docter and learn his secret on how he makes us cry.
Emotion is our first language.
And so many others who are defining popular culture, from Obama speechwriter David Litt to Top Chef host Padma Lakshmi.
We don't often think about food politically, or we don't want to, but it really is.
Join me. Search for Pop Culture Confidential wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I definitely think the rewatch factor is something that kind of sneaks up on you when you're watching it. Like, you don't exactly expect to say to yourself, oh, this is something that I'll rewatch and revisit again. But I've found myself watching it four times now at this point, which I wouldn't have guessed that. So, Dan, what about you?
So I was one of the first people to see this movie as part of the Toronto International Film Festival in the
same
fall.
Yeah.
And it was the last film that I saw as part of the festival. And I remember really liking it, but not loving it when I saw it. I was really engaged by the performances and the concept of it. But it didn't go all the way into the love territory for me at the time. And I haven't watched it since. But it was something that was really sticky. I kept myself constantly thinking about it in random moments. Like, it really stuck with me.
That's that rewatchability factor right there.
It is. And so I was really excited to watch it again in advance of this podcast. And there are things that happen in this movie that, knowing the end of the movie, had a bigger emotional impact on me the second time through. And also knowing how their little drinking experiment goes wrong, and when it goes wrong, let me really focus on how the film develops its themes and its characters. And I found that it was so much richer than I had remembered on that front. I do still think that, despite the great performances and strong direction, I think it has pacing issues in the second half. But this is still easily one of the highlights of the year of cinema. It's so, so strong on so many levels. And honestly, one of the best ensembles of the year.
No arguments there. Not at all. All right, heading over now to our guests. Micah, what do you think of Another Round?
Basically, to echo virtually everybody else, I think this film is pretty great. The acting is really what stands out to me here, not to just kind of piggyback off of everyone else's comments. I've been a fan of Thomas Vinterberg for a little while now, and that's something pretty consistently in all his films that I picked up on. And he really knows how to work with actors and get great performances, especially from his collaborations with Mads Mikkelsen and Thomas Boe Larsen, who both appear in this film. I do agree with Dan. I think there are some minor pacing issues, and I feel as though some of the things that this film does are a little bit well trodden at this point, but it doesn't matter that much to me as much as it's done well, which it is. So yeah, the performance is great. It's never not engaging. I'm a fan, and it's definitely a great surprise pick for best director with Thomas Vinterberg. And in a perfect world, I would very much have loved to see Mads in the best actor race instead of somebody else. But yeah, thumbs up. Good.
Yeah, I don't think you're alone on that idea as well. Kevin, what about you?
Again, going with what other people have been saying here, it's amazing to me just how often I just find myself thinking about this movie. This is a movie I paid for video on demand, which I almost never do, because of how much I love Mads Mikkelsen and how much I love The Hunt, which is the last movie that he and Thomas Vinterberg had made. And
oh my God, what a movie too. Holy crap. I know, Nicole, you were just mentioning a second ago that you watched his film Far From the Madding Crowd, but everyone needs to make time to watch The Hunt at some point.
Yeah, and I remember how much I love that movie and just how much I love Mads Mikkelsen in general. So I paid for this movie on Google TV, and well, just again, it seems so simple. It seems like a rather modest, simple idea, but then just the way it goes about itself, the way it explores these characters, and when you think you know what's going to happen, just even if I got your prediction right, the weight it brings to it, just I can't stop thinking about this movie, like just how it talks about these male friendships, the talks about masculinity, how it talks about drinking, how this movie probably understands the paradox of drinking better than so many other movies that cover this topic.
I agree with that aspect of it too, mostly because of Thomas Vinterberg's perspective and the way that he chooses to tackle this material. I know that there's been a lot of talk about an American remake of Another Round, mm-hmm. starring, you know, some well-known comedy actors, and how they would probably Hollywoodize it and make it a little bit more raunchy comedy.
We don't need this.
I can totally see that happening. I mean, look what happened with Force Majeure and Downhill as a great example, right? But I think that, you know, Thomas Vinterberg, let's not forget, He is someone, along with Lars von Trier, who started the Dogma 95 movement. And I kind of want to just really quickly run through some of the rules of that movement, if you guys are not aware of what they are, because a lot of this is found within this movie, and I think it's what helps to make it so relatable in many ways. So let me just, if you would indulge me, I would like to just list these really quick for those that don't know. The rules of Dogma are: shooting must be done on location. Props and sets must be brought in. If a particular prop is necessary for the story, a location must be chosen where this prop is to be found. That's number one. The sound must never be produced apart from the images or vice versa. So music must not be used, basically, unless it occurs where the scene is being shot. Okay, we know that that is not obeyed in this movie. That's okay. Number three, the camera must be handheld. Well, that definitely is apparent when you're watching this film. Any movement or immobility attainable in the hand is permitted. Number four, the film must be in color. Special lighting is not acceptable. Number five, optical work and filters are forbidden. Number six, the film must not contain superficial action. I think this is very important because I think that a lot of this also informs the story of this movie. What that basically means is like things like murders, weapons, etc. must not occur. Number seven, temporal and geographical alienation are forbidden. That is to say that the film basically takes place in the here and now. So it's not a period piece. Sorry, Nicole. Number eight, genre movies are not acceptable. Number nine, the film format must be Academy 35mm. And number 10, the director must not be credited. Lol. Academy Award nominated director Thomas Vinterberg. So some of these are not strictly obeyed here, but I do think that coming from this movement and retaining some of these qualities to give us this very human story. And I say human story because I think the thing that about Another Round that shocks me the most is how relatable and full of life it is. And part of that is because the movie is actually a little bit more uplifting than I expected it to be. I think when you hear this premise on paper, you think, oh, they're clearly going to all become like alcoholics and they're going to be angry and they're going to like break shit and yell and it's going to be dramatic and, you know, seep into melodrama. Am I right? Am I right? And the answer with this movie is, well, not really.
Yeah. Like you have like, you have, I think the benefit of having there be like these four distinct characters is each of them kind of goes on this own journey of it with its own highs and lows.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also like, something to kind of, it's not quite part of the Dogma 95 thing, but I think something that maintains that like human aspect is the fact that it's always from one of, if not all of their point of views.
Yeah.
Like you're never not in a scene with at least one of them.
Hey everyone, sorry to interrupt, but this is a preview of our review of Another Round here on the Next Best Picture podcast. In order to get the full review, you will have to head on over to our Patreon, where for $1 minimum a month, you will get this review and other exclusive podcast content from us as well. You have been listening to the Next Best Picture podcast. We are proud to be part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, and you can subscribe to us anywhere where you subscribe to podcasts. Be sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and let us know what you think of the show. We really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much for listening, as always, and we shall see you all next time.
History is complicated. The story of human progress is long, messy, and riddled with controversies big and small. On Conflicted, we dive headfirst into history's most infamous events and contentious figures. We try and untangle the good from the bad, the fact from the fiction, and the monsters from the misunderstood. Was Genghis Khan a murderous butcher or a civic pioneer? Did the Allied powers go too far in firebombing the German city of Dresden at the twilight of World War II? And how did the Marquis de Sade acquire such a sinister reputation? And was any of it true? These are just a few of the tough questions we wrestle with and investigate on Conflicted. So if you love history or just enjoy a good story, please join me, your host, Zach Cornwell, for a fascinating new topic each and every month. Conflicted, a history podcast, is available on Spotify, Apple, or wherever else you get your podcasts. I hope to see you soon.